Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today, as we begin the 2014 Lenten season, we gather here knowing who Jesus is. He is God in the flesh. We also know what Jesus did for us. He gave up everything in order to remove our sins. In today's sermon, Jesus addresses three short topics, giving to the needy, praying, and fasting. We go now to Matthew chapter 6, part of what we call the Sermon on the Mount. So we find ourselves in verse 1 of chapter 6. And in this first verse, I'm calling it, No Showing Off. Jesus said, Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Jesus wants us to think about why we do what we do. Probably many people would say, it's more important that you do it. It doesn't matter so much why. I think God would say the opposite. God would say the intent is even more important than the action. We might ask ourselves, are we genuinely trying to help people who are in need when we take such action, or are we trying to simply impress other people who might see the action that we are taking for those who are in need? Dr. Kretzmann wrote, The good works shall be seen and speak for themselves, but the doer, in other words, the doer of the deeds, should be kept entirely in the background. Going to the second part today, we see in this section the wrong way to give to the needy. Jesus said, So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, Jesus said, they have received their reward in full. So Jesus said, recognize how the hypocrites function, and then do not do what they do. Why? Hypocrites are actors. They're simply putting on a show. They are not giving for the benefit of the needy. They are giving so that people might honor them for their giving. That is not the reason to give. If there are needy people, let's give to the needy, but let's do it because they need something, and any praise or honor that will be given to us, let's make sure we give it to God. What they were trying to take, if you will, by giving to the needy to show off to other people, they were trying to take something that belongs to God. What is it that belongs to God? When we think about his glory, that is his. So we are always to function so that he is glorified. They were functioning so that they were glorified. And then he tells us the right way to give to the needy. He said, But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. God has blessed each of us with only one brain, so that one brain controls both the right hand and also the left hand. So is it possible for any human being to be able to do something with the right hand without the left hand knowing about it? I don't think that's possible, is it? So what is Jesus talking about here? I think he's wanting us to proceed as secretly as we possibly can any time we would give to the needy. Are some people going to know about it? Sometimes you can't keep it a complete secret, but as secretly as we possibly can, that is how we should proceed. Dr. Kretzmann wrote, The works shall shine brightly, but the donor shall remain hidden to all but God. Now we go to the topic of praying, and Jesus tells us how we should not pray. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the street corners, to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. So again, the hypocrites are actors, they are not genuine. Therefore, on purpose, the Pharisees would find the most public places, and that's where they would pray, in those most public places. When they did so, what happened? How did the people respond? People sometimes praised them or honored them or looked up to them. So when the Pharisees received such a thing, that was the full extent of their reward. So if we proceed in the same way, that will also then be the full extent of our reward. And then Jesus told us the right way to pray. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. So what is praying? What is a prayer? Prayer is a conversation with God. Also, too, Jesus talked here about going to a private place, closing the door, and bearing our soul to Him. Is it wrong to pray in public? Well, it's not, but we don't pray in public to be seen by people. We pray in public in order to call upon the Almighty God and to thank Him for His blessings and to ask Him for what we need, but we do not do it, though, in order to be seen by others. That's not the purpose. And what does God promise? He promises not only will He hear us, but He also says that He will bless us. What good news. And then finally, we come to the topic of fasting. So Jesus told us the wrong way to fast. He said, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. In the Lutheran Church, I don't think we think or talk a lot about fasting. Let's know right up front that fasting is not required by any means. There's no place in the Bible where it says you have to fast on certain days, you can't eat this, you have to eat that, whatever. There's no requirement like that in the Word of God. But are there instances where people did fast? Can it be beneficial in certain ways? By all means. Let me share with you some of the examples. Upon hearing bad news, the Bible says that Nehemiah mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. So he got the bad news, and part of his response was fasting. Going to the book of Esther, at the time of Esther, there was extremely bad news that was heard about all the Jewish people being wiped out. How did the people respond? Well, it says there was great mourning among the Jews with fasting, weeping, and wailing. And then going to King David, other people were ill, and how did David respond? David wrote, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. Or what about going to the book of Daniel? Think about Daniel being thrown into the lion's den. And did the king really want to put Daniel in the lion's den? He didn't, but he had no choice because he had signed a law, not really thinking about the full extent of what he was signing. So the Bible says, while Daniel was in the lion's den, the king went off to his palace and spent the night fasting. And then even in the New Testament, while worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit gave some very important instructions. Do we sometimes in our lives have very difficult times? Sure. Do we sometimes have very important decisions to make? By all means. Sometimes fasting can be an important part of that. Fasting to show off? What did Jesus say? Absolutely, he said, do not do it. So what is the right way to fast? Jesus said, when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face. Why? So that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So fasting is a private way to express our sorrow a private way to turn our thoughts to the Almighty God, and a private way to focus on our Savior. Notice in every step, it should be done privately. So no one else should know. And what does God promise? God promises that He will bless us. So to summarize what I've said today, during this 2014 Lenten season, and maybe beyond, even for the rest of our lives, let us be compassionate. How? By secretly helping people who are in need. Let us also be prayerful by talking to God in secret. And finally, let us be repentant. In other words, let us be sorry for our sins, and let us be trusting alone in Jesus, knowing that He is God, He did it all for us, and in Him we are forgiven. And all God's people said, Amen.